The final lesson is coached drill. I'm going to go first step by step with you through a certain passage, pointing out again all of the characteristics. Remember, don't think too much about pronunciation. Think about keeping the mouth closed, feeling the overextension of the resonance into the throat cavity because the mouth cavity is closed, and thinking of the rhythm stress that we have been doing. I am, not am, am going, oh, the sharp O, to take, again, diphthong, take advantage of this final drill, the tapped R passage, to note, O principle, note only, point out how the stress, rhythm, and pronunciation changes. Again, not pronunciation, where you go up and down and stress and unstress, but pronunciation changes. Take, short A, take place when moving toward, the W gets pronounced, towards an Arabic accent, the a sharp A instead of A. I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so much that they, again, I'm not going to point out everyone, but you can hear what I'm doing as you remember what we've done before, the sharp single vowels instead of the diphthongs, they become second nature. That one tap on the R, don't get overzealous with nature. When, again, not when, but the short vowels becoming almost staccato long vowels. When that happens, and don't change the A to an E, not happens, because it's spelled with an E, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes. And you can go back to your main task of concentrating on, again, the short O, the O principle, on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who happens to speak with an accent. Again, the E, not going E, but E with accent. The thoughts must flow. We must be conscious of your character thinking and speaking, but not thinking about the way he or she is speaking. Now, I have just gone through and emphasized every single change that I was making, emphasized the stress rhythm patterns, emphasized everything, and violated, of course, every principle that is included in the contents of this. I'm going to go through it for fluency now, using these same things, but also using the occasional changes in pitch for different phrases and the slight elongations for emphasis, and making it flow out of my thought process. I am going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the stress, rhythm, and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an Arabic accent. I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so much that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes. And you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character. A character who happens to speak with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must be conscious of your character thinking and speaking, but not thinking about the way he or she is speaking. The one final demonstration I would like to make now is to pull down the larynx a little bit more, get a little more throaty, to change this from perhaps a Persian Gulf Arabic to more of an Egyptian style. Again, remember, as I said earlier, it is not absolute that Egyptians are throaty and Libyans are throaty and non-African Arabs are more out of the throat. All of it tends to be balanced more toward the throat. This is a general tendency which happens more so with some than with others. Once more through with a bit more of the throat down. Remember, don't strain your throat. Just lower the voice box down. It doesn't mean that you have to take the pitch way down. You can actually do the lowering of the larynx with a high pitch, as I will do now. I am going to take advantage of this final drill passage to not only point out how the stress, rhythm, and pronunciation changes take place when moving toward an Arabic accent. I also want to point out to you how you must practice these speech characteristics so much that they become second nature. When that happens, you won't have to pay attention to the mechanics of the speech changes, and you can go back to your main task of concentrating on the actions and intentions of your character, a character who happens to speak with an accent. The thoughts must flow. We must be conscious of your character thinking and speaking, but not about the way he or she is speaking. That is the end of the coached drill, and that is the end of the instructional tape. Go out and have at it with your Arabic accent.